Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is searching for 45-year-old Paula Sue Darling of Phillipsville in connection with a domestic violence altercation that left a 66-year-old man with superficial wounds to his arms and face. The victim said that Darling first came at him with an axe on Saturday afternoon, and after he had kicked the axe from Darling's hands, she came at him with a pitchfork and wounded his forearms. The victim also suffered scratches to his face but denied medical treatment. A Be on the Lookout has been issued for Darling, who is an adult white female, 5'5", 145 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair and blue eyes. Darling is wanted for assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The 41st Annual Fisheries Forum kicks off tomorrow morning in Sacramento at 10 o'clock. And for those who can't or won't make the trip to the Capitol, you can watch the forum live online. The forum will be streamed on the Assembly website, Access Humboldt's Channel 10, and the California Channel. The forum is chaired by North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, who will also use the opening of the forum to honor the victims of the bus crash that claimed the lives of 10 people headed to Humboldt State University. Other lawmakers will speak in memory of those victims as well before the forum begins with its focus on drought and the effects it's having on fisheries across the state. A single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 northbound late Monday night injured three people and resulted in one woman being airlifted to a Santa Rosa hospital due to the extent of her injuries. The driver, 26-year-old Courtney Patterson of Rio Dell, allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway just north of Red Crest and crash into a tree. Patterson and the passenger in the right rear seat, Rad Keller of Rio Dell, suffered minor injuries, but Megan Massimo of Prescott, Arizona, was in the front passenger seat and she suffered major injuries. Impairment is not considered a factor and the cause remains under investigation. Hopes remain optimistic that 36 rural counties in California will soon see money from the PILT program as Senate Bill 1410 moves from the Natural Resources Committee to the Senate Appropriations Committee. The bill, sponsored by the Rural Counties Representatives of California, would resume payments to the counties for payments in lieu of taxes for lands that were acquired by the state for wildlife management. The Department of Fish and Wildlife owes the counties more than $17 million in back funding, and supporters of the bills are asking for an immediate payment of $19 million from the general fund for outstanding obligations owed by the state to the counties. A bill that would impose tougher penalties on those who solicit children for sex has advanced from the State Senate Public Safety Committee. Senate Bill 982 would result in felony prosecution and prison time for those who solicit any child under the age of 18 in an effort to combat the exploitation and trafficking of children for prostitution. County prosecutors requested that the penalties be increased to go after Johns who solicit children for sex, and those convicted could face up to 16 months to 2 years for solicitation alone, time that would be served in county jails. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. He's considered armed and dangerous, and an arrest warrant has been issued in his name as the sheriff's office continues to search for 33-year-old Benjamin Carter. Carter is wanted for questioning in connection with the homicide of 36-year-old Redway resident Zachary Chapman, whose body was found west of Garberville in the Eel River off Kitma Road. Detectives believe that Chapman was murdered at a trailer on Conic Creek Road, and that trailer was later set on fire. Detectives have recovered Chapman's vehicle, which was found running near the area where his body was found. Deputies arrested 41-year-old Melinda Carter on Friday, the wife of Benjamin Carter, and she was booked into jail for arson, accessory to a homicide, and auto theft. Anyone with information about the incident or Carter's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Friends of a McKinleyville car salesman are rallying to help his family. The Eureka man, Tommy Ricardo Ruiz, was killed in a motorcycle crash early Easter morning. Police say Ruiz was riding his motorcycle at more than 80 miles an hour through Eureka and lost control on Broadway. He was killed instantly after being ejected from the bike. The coroner will conduct an autopsy this weekend. A former Humboldt State University vice president is now helping to oversee the Headwaters Fund. That is the group that recommends Headwaters money for community service projects. Edward Buzz Webb is the new chair of the Headwaters Fund Board. The Headwaters Fund Board has given nearly $18 million to the community to stimulate business growth and generate jobs. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.